"Attention,"
Violet announced, before the volunteers could sing the verse about singing to men with measles.
"This is Babs. Mattathias has resigned due to personal problems, so I am once again the head of human resources. The Baudelaire murderers and arsonists have been spotted in the unfinished wing of the hospital. We require everyone's assistance in making sure they do not escape. Please rush over there right away, that is all."
Violet pulled her head out of the can and looked at her siblings. "Do you think it worked?" she asked. Sunny opened her mouth to answer, but she was interrupted by the voice of the bearded volunteer.
"Did you hear that?"
the children heard him say.
"The criminals are over in the unfinished half of the hospital. Come on, everyone!"
"Maybe some of us should stay here at the front entrance, just in case,"
said a voice the Baudelaires recognized as Hal's. Violet stuck her head back into the can.
"Attention," she announced. "This is Babs, the head of human resources. No one should clear the front entrance of the hospital. It's too dangerous. Proceed at once to the unfinished wing, that is all."
"I can see the headline now,"
said the reporter from the Daily Punctilio.
"Murderers captured in unfinished half of hospital by well-organized medical professionals."
"Wait until the readers of the Daily Punctilio see that!"
There was a cheer from the crowd, which faded as they walked away from the front of Heimlich Hospital.
"It worked," Violet said. "We fooled them. We're as good at tricking people as Olaf is."
"And at disguises," Klaus said.
"Anagrams,"
Sunny said.
"And lying to people," Violet said, thinking of Hal, and the shopkeeper at Last Chance General Store, and all the volunteers fighting disease. "Maybe we're becoming villains after all."
"Don't say that," Klaus said. "We're not villains. We're good people. We had to do tricky things in order to save our lives."
"Olaf has to do tricky things," Violet said, "to save his life."
"Different,"
Sunny said.
"Maybe it's not different," Violet said sadly.
"Maybe."
Violet was interrupted by an angry roar coming from just outside the closet door. Olaf's overweight assistant had reached the supply closet and was now fumbling at the door with its enormous hands.
"We can discuss this later," Klaus said. "We have to get out of here right now."
"We're not going to climb," Violet said, "not with such a skinny, rubbery cord. We're going to bounce."
"Bounce?"
Sunny asked doubtfully.
"Plenty of people bounce from high places on long, rubbery cords just for fun," Violet said, "so I'm sure we can do it to escape. I'll tie the cord to the faucet with the devil's tongue knot, and we'll each take turns jumping out the window. The cord should catch us before we hit the ground and bounce us up and down and up and down, more and more gently each time. Eventually we'll get to the bottom safely, and then we'll toss it back up to the next person."
"It sounds risky," Klaus said. "I'm not sure the cord is long enough."
"It is risky," Violet agreed, "but not as risky as a fire."
The associate rattled the door furiously, making a large crack right near the lock. Black smoke began to pour through the crack, as if the assistant were pouring ink into the closet, as Violet hurriedly tied the cord to the faucet and then tugged on it to make sure it was secure.
"I'll go first," she said. "I invented it, so I'd better test it."
"No," Klaus said. "We're not taking turns."
"Together,"
Sunny agreed.
"If we all go down together," Violet said, "I'm not sure the cord will hold."
"We're not leaving anyone behind," Klaus said firmly. "Not this time. Either we all escape, or none of us do."
"But if none of us do," Violet said tearfully, "then there won't be any Baudelaires left. Olaf will have won."